Well, most of the time today when people say they're on their grind, they overslept, they're laying on the couch and they're eating cereal.
That's what it means.
Yeah, that's what it means today. That is not what it meant in my day, and that is not what makes people successful. I have been so blessed to get in the room with some of the most incredible people on the planet. I had lunch the other day with the CEO of AT&T. And we sat for hours and hours talking and interacting with each other and became friends. Last Sunday, I was invited to Oprah's house as she launched her book. And I've seen her behind the scenes and seen how she operates, who she is and what she does. I've seen people who were on their grind. I've seen Steve Harvey's on his grind. I've seen people on their grind. What on the grind really is a work ethic that would blow your mind. It would blow your mind. I'm 60 years old, and everybody who works for me is younger than me, and they'll tell you, I'll work you up under the table. I'll work you up under the table. My father decided what grinding was. You weren't grinding till daddy said you were grinding.
Gotcha.
Take your hands out your pocket, boy, like you got $1 million in your pocket. They trained us not to be lazy. They talked about lazy like it was a disease. Don't tell me you're on the grind and you're not really on the grind. In the morning, he shall devour the prey. And in the evening, he shall divide the spoils. If you don't devour when you're young, you'll have nothing to divide when you're old.
It's incredible.
I am scared to death of people who are young and saying, I just can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. I haven't made up my mind yet. I tried that. I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'll do that. I think you better hurry.
Right.
In the morning, devour something. Throw your whole self at something. You'll never know what you can do and what you can be until you throw your whole self at it. Devour it. I mean, devour it. Don't try it. Devour it. Attack it. Attack it like you're going to kill it. Devour the prey. And in the evening, you divide the spoils. We have it backwards today. We want to divide the spoils in the morning. So we're blinging when we ought to be devouring. See, don't worry about whose name you wear when you're young. Worry about your name. There is an old person down inside of you that's dependent on you to be smart. It's the person you're going to be 30, 40 years from now. Do not disappoint that person by being foolish through the strongest years of your life. And then when your back is out and your knees are swollen and you can't move around, now you're out there gonna get your grind on now? Mm-hmm. It is the message you tell yourself. I'm tired, I can't do that, I don't feel like. What we become what we say to ourselves.
Be good.
You will never win the Olympics talking about, oh no, I don't feel like working out today. I don't know. I'll do it when I feel like it. If I don't feel like it, I don't do it. It's because I'm not into working out. I want to get the trophy. I want the trophy, but I don't want to go through what it takes to get it. You devour in the morning. You divide in the evening. And if you try something and it doesn't work, it's okay. Try something else. If my son said to me, he said, Daddy, he said, my baby boy, he said, Daddy, I'm going to school. He's finishing up a 4-year degree in musical engineering. He said, I think it's the thing I want to do. But he sat at the dining room table with me. He said, but suppose it's not. Suppose I throw everything at it and it's really not the thing. And I leaned back over the table and I said, don't worry about it, son. If it is not the thing, it will be the thing that leads to the thing.
Okay.